is God's wisdom on loving.
Good afternoon and happy Mother's Day to any mothers here today.
下午好, 母亲节快乐。
I believe love is one of the greatest gifts that God has given us that has power to change our lives.
牧师认为, 神的爱是给我们最好的一个礼物, 可以改变我们的生命。
This last week, I met a special woman whose life was transformed by love.
牧师说这个星期他碰到一个 女人，她的生命被爱所改变。
Her name is Raymonda, and she grew up in the country of Lebanon.
她的名字叫 瑞曼达，她是在 黎巴嫩出生。
She was born a Muslim.
她是一个 穆斯林。
And as she grew up as a Muslim, she learned to obey all of the laws of being a Muslim.
当她那个时候年轻的时候，她是被训练成为一个穆斯林，她的教育也是穆斯林的宗教。
But if she told me her story this week, she said she never really learned much about love.
但是她这个星期跟牧师分享，她说她并没有从她的那个宗教的 那些训练中学到什么是爱。
She went from where she was born in Lebanon to the country of Saudi Arabia, where she worked for the royal Saudi Arabia prince.
所以她是从那个黎巴嫩后来去 Saudi Arabia, 然后去给一个王子工作。
And while she was there, she met some missionaries who had come from the West, who were Christians.
就在沙特阿拉伯，他碰到一些从西方来的传教士。
And she said that as she watched their lives, she saw that the love that they had for their family.
当他看到那些传教士的生活的时候，他就是非常看到他们对自己的家庭的爱。
And the love they had for one another.
然后他们之间互相的相爱。
And for her.
然后对他的爱。
And most of all, the love they had for God.
当然最重要的是这些传教士对神的爱。
And she became so intrigued by what this love that she saw was that she began to seek after Jesus.
她就被这种 这么强烈的爱所吸引, 她就开始来追求学习认识主耶稣。
It took her several years, but she eventually ended up living in Egypt.
这样她经历了很多年，她最终是到了埃及。
And there she met some Egyptian Christians who helped her to learn how to follow Jesus.
在埃及她遇到一些埃及的基督徒，怎么样来跟随主耶稣。
Now she lives in America.
那现在她生活在美国。
And for many years she has reached out in love and hospitality to Muslims to invite them into her home.
所以在美国，他就开始 用爱去接纳接待很多穆斯林，然后给他们提供各样的饭食，招待他们。
And through her love to them, she shares the love of God for them.
他通过自己的爱来去分享主耶稣的爱。
She had just recently been in northern Iraq among some extremely persecuted people.
她最近去 伊拉克的北部, 那里很多人非常的受到迫害。
And was attempting to bring the love of Christ to their lives as well.
她试图去把神的爱带到那边的受迫害的人的生活中。
But it all started with love, with the power of God's love expressed through some of his followers.
所以这都是从 一些 基督徒的他们把主的爱来 表现出来开始的。
So on this Mother's Day, and just as a Sunday for many of the rest of you, we want to look for a moment at God's love and his wisdom on showing us how we can love.
今天我们在这个母亲节的主日就来看一看神的爱。
What I would suggest to you is that we are loved in order to love others.
第一点牧师要分享就是我们被神爱，然后我们可以去爱别人。
There are three main scriptures which we just read, but I want to take another look at.
有三段经文牧师要跟大家分享一下。
In 1 John 4:19, it says, "We love because He first loved us."
所以在约翰一书第四章第十九节，这里讲到我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
That God loved first, and because of His love which we've received, then it enables us to go love others.
因为神先爱我们，所以我们被爱以后，我们可以有这个能力去爱别人。
The Apostle Paul says it well in Ephesians 5:1.
保罗使徒保罗在以弗所书第五章第一节也这样讲到。
And he says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children." And the next verse says, "And so live a life of love."
所以在这一节，保罗讲到，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们。
The Bible tells us that God Himself is love. He's the source of love.
在圣经里告诉我们，神就是爱，他就是爱的源泉。
And one of the greatest qualities of God is His love for people that He extends to us.
所以有一最重要的一点就是神他爱我们。
And so if we're trying to become like Him in His image, then one of the greatest things we can do is to love as God loved, to live a life of love.
所以当我们去学习神，那么最重要的一点就要学习神怎么样去爱别人。
And then this third scripture, Jesus tells us in John 13, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another."
所以在约翰福音第十四章三十四节这里讲到，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
When you look at this verse, you might be thinking, why is that a new commandment to love each other? God had been around for a long time. He'd already given His law to the Israelites. What's so new about loving each other?
所以当我们读到这一节，我们就会想到，为什么这是一条新的命令呢？因为神很早就已经爱我们，就像在旧约里面，出埃及记里面，神都已经在爱我们。
And while you see the command to love, even in the Old Testament, what was new about it was now Jesus was demonstrating God's love as God became man.
所以在旧约跟新约之中不一样的这个爱，就是因为主耶稣他在新约里他把这个爱自己彰显出来。
And so Jesus says, as I've loved you, now you see what love is, now you experience love, now you should love others in the same way.
所以主耶稣讲，我爱你们，你们看到怎么样我怎么样去爱，然后你们也要效法。
We are to let love flow from God into us and then through us.
我们要把爱从神那里得到，然后再流出去。
It might look like this in your life.
就像在这个幻灯片在这个 slide 这里所显示的这样一个图片。
If you are married, if you have a family, God desires to pour His love into the husband, who is then called on to love his wife, who then gives her love to her children.
所以在这里，这个图表就显示，神对我们有已经结婚成家的人来说，那神先爱这个丈夫，丈夫在蒙召以后去爱妻子，然后再去爱他们的孩子。
It also looks like this, that God loves fathers, and fathers pour their love that God gives them into the lives of their children.
所以这一张图表就是说也表现出神先他的爱浇灌在我们这些做父亲的身上，然后父亲们再去爱孩子。
And it also looks like this, because God loves mothers, and sometimes mothers are alone. perhaps through divorce, perhaps through other circumstances. They may be a single mother, and God wants them to love their child with his love that he gives them as well.
所以这张图表就表现神也去爱这些母亲们，虽然有的母亲可能有离婚的经历或者单亲妈妈，那这些妈妈也可以把神给他们的爱浇灌在他们的孩子身上。
Some of you are students today. Some of you are still in school. Some of you are young adults. You're not married yet.
你们现在今天有很多人还是学生，还很年轻，还没有结婚。
And God says, I want to love all of you who are Christians so that you can then share my love with children and adults around you.
所以这张图表就显现出神爱所有的基督徒。
There may be other people in your life that you are the only Christian they know, and you're the only place that they will see and experience the love of God through your life.
也许在你周边的人环境中，你是唯一的一个基督徒，他们可以从你身上来看到一个基督徒的爱的展现。
One of the great things about this whole love flow is that it goes both directions because we love God back as well.
在我们刚刚看到这些图片，都它显示这个爱是相互流动的，神爱我们，我们也要去爱神。
And if you love God, let's say you have this overwhelming feeling in your heart that you want to express your thanks and your appreciation, your adoration to God, how do we do that?
所以如果我们爱神，我们想去表现我们对神的爱，对他的赞美，对他的渴慕，我们怎么样去表现？
One of the ways is what we just did a few minutes ago. We can worship him with our mouth, with our bodies, with our heart.
我们刚刚敬拜的时候，用诗歌敬拜的时候，就已经展现了一个方式，就是用我们的嘴，用我们的身心灵去。
But God also told us, if you want to love me, love the people around you who I've placed in your path.
但是神也给我们教导我们，如果我们爱神，那我们就要去爱我们周边的弟兄姊妹。
And I would suggest to you that the first people you should love are the people that live under the same roof that you do in your home.
所以牧师就建议我们，如果想去爱别人，首先要从自己的家庭开始。
Many people have problems loving and even receiving God's love. There are a lot of barriers that we need to often overcome to get love flowing in our lives.
很多时候我们生活中有很多障碍，阻挡我们去让这个爱自由流动。
Maybe some of you have even felt at times, am I really worthy for God to love me? I mean, I can't even conceive that the God of the universe would love me.
所以很多时候我们有时候会感到，我们真的是不值得神去爱。神是万物的主宰，他怎么会来爱我这样的一个人呢？
Maybe people have told you Jesus loves you, and you feel like that's too good to be true, because if he really knew all the problems I have, all the bad things I've done and thought, he wouldn't love me.
很多人听到说耶稣爱你，都觉得是不能够相信这样的好事。 他们觉得，如果耶稣知道他们所做的事情，他们的生活中的问题，不会来爱他们。
A number of years ago, when I was a high school student,
很多年前，牧师在高中的时候，
love was very important to me.
那个时候，爱是非常重要的一件事情。
Unfortunately, I wasn't thinking a lot about God back then.
那个时候，牧师还没有想到很多神的爱。
But I was thinking a lot about girls.
他想很多是爱其他的女孩子。And
I lived with my brother and his family.
那个时候牧师跟他的哥哥和他哥哥的家庭住在一起。And
I remember waking up one morning after my brother and his wife Cynthia had been out to dinner with some friends of theirs, and one of them was a teacher from my school.
所以有一次他的哥哥还有嫂子 Cynthia 带他的朋友们出去吃饭。
So while I'm having breakfast, my brother's wife Cynthia came to me and said, we had a very interesting time last night, and as we were with our friends, they told us that there's a girl in your school that really likes you a lot.
所以当第二天早晨他们吃早餐的时候，那个哥哥就跟牧师讲说，哦，我们昨天晚上有一个很有趣的对话，我们听到有一个你的学校有一个女孩子对你非常有兴趣。
She said she really thinks you're hot and she wants you to ask her out on a date.
所以那个他的哥哥就说那个女孩子认为你非常非常有魅力，想约你出去。
So I put down my cereal bowl and I listened with all the attention I could possibly give.
所以牧师他就把他的那个早餐的碗推开，然后开始非常的注意这个谈话。
And my mind is racing. Who could it be? Who could it be?
所以牧师那个时候脑袋里也飞快的在转，想到这个女孩子究竟是谁。
And I asked her, "Who could it be? Who could it be?"
所以牧师不停在问，说到底是谁呢？
She said, "I don't remember her name, but she's one of the cheerleaders in the school."
所以他哥哥讲说，哦，记不起名字了，可能是学校里啦啦队的一个小领队。
So I was a student back then, and I was also on the basketball team, but I wasn't a very good basketball player.
所以那个时候，牧师在那个学校的篮球队里面，但是他打的并不是很出色。
I was very tall and skinny, and I was very awkward and a very shy person.
所以牧师那个时候是又高又瘦，但是还是很害羞。
And I thought, a cheerleader likes me?
所以牧师讲到，哦，有一个啦啦队的女孩子喜欢他。真的是不可思议。
So I kept pushing. Well, who is it? Surely you must remember her name.
所以牧师就不停地问，说你肯定知道她的名字。
I said, is she blonde or brunette? Is she tall or is she short?
到底是金色的头发呢，还是褐色的头发呢？是个子高的还是矮的？
And finally, my sister-in-law says, ah, I remember her name. Her name's April.
所以最后的哥哥讲啊，我记起来了，她的名字叫 April.
I thought.April. I don't think there is any cheerleader named April.
那个牧师说，我们没有一个啦啦队的女孩子叫 April.
And then she said, but her last name is Fools, because it's April Fool's Day.
但是那个，最后她说她的那个 family, 她的那个姓是April Fool's Day, 愚蠢节，愚人节，因为那天是愚人节。
I felt so hard.
所以牧师感到被愚弄。
I was so disappointed.
非常失望。
But I couldn't believe that one of these cheerleaders would actually love me.
因为牧师也不相信那个那些啦啦队的女孩子会喜欢他。
You know, that was over 40 years ago, and I actually married a cheerleader.
那个是四十多年以前的事情了，但是牧师。
But her name's not April.
牧师最终还是跟一个啦啦队的女孩子结婚，但她的名字不是 April.
And I don't know if you felt some of the same unworthiness when it comes to being loved in your life.
所以当你被爱的时候，你是不是也经历到你不配被爱呢？
God wants you to know today more than anything that you are the object of His love, that there is nothing that can keep Him from loving you.
所以神希望我们知道他爱我们，没有任何的事情可以阻挡神的爱。
We are not worthy of God's love on our own merit. There's nothing we can do to get God to love us. He just loves us unconditionally. It's what the Bible calls agape love.
所以神爱我们并不是因为我们做得好，神才爱我们。神爱我们是没有任何条件的。
One of the other barriers might be not knowing how to love others. Maybe you grew up in a home where love was not expressed very much. You didn't experience it from other people. So you come to relationships and you say, I don't know how to express love to others.
另外一个爱的障碍就是我们有时候不知道怎么样去爱别人。也许你生长在一个家庭里面，没有经历到你的家庭的成员爱你，不知道怎么样去爱别人。
And you notice the way I'm using love here is as a verb. Love is an action. It's not just a feeling we keep in our heart. God told us to love each other, meaning to do acts that show our love.
我们知道爱是一种行动，而不仅仅是只是说出来而已。我们要去爱别人，就要行动出来。
Another barrier might be not giving priority to love.
另外一个爱的障碍就是我们没有真正把爱放在优先的地位上。
We know we should love, but we don't do it. We're too busy. We're too preoccupied with so many things.
所以我们虽然觉得爱是一个好事情，可是很多时候我们太忙了，没有把爱放在那个位置上。
We're too busy working and texting and posting and surfing.
我们忙的来看上网，来互相的递信息。
And attending activities and meetings to actually love the people around us well.
我们还去参加各样的活动来学习怎么样去爱。
If you're too busy to love, you are too busy.
如果你真的是忙的都不能去爱，那你就是太忙了。
Love is the greatest gift that God has given you, and it's so much better than anything else we could devote our time to.
所以爱是神给我们最好的一件礼物，我们应该去爱。
If you haven't experienced God's love in your life, I want to share five different ideas of ways to experience His love today.
如果你还没有经历过神的爱，今天牧师要跟我们分享五个方面，怎么样去经历神的爱。
One would be to read the Gospels, the biblical account of the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus.
我们要去研读福音书，来看看神是怎么样为我们生，为我们钉十字架，复活。
The Gospels are the greatest love story ever told.
福音书是讲到最神的爱的，爱的最最棒的书。
As you read about Jesus and what He did for you and for me, you have to realize how much God loves you and you experience His love.
当我们读到福音书中看到神是怎么样来爱我们，为我们死，我们真的是就可以体会到神的爱。
Another way is to worship God.
另一个方式就是要去敬拜神。
When we worship God, it taps into our heart and it frees up our emotions. And as we thank Him, we think about the reasons we're thanking Him.
当我们去敬拜神的时候，我们的心就被敲动，我们就会来用真的是非常有感情的来去敬拜神，来想到爱神的各样的原因。
The third way is to take care of someone.
第三个方面就是我们要去照顾别人。
I've had so many parents tell me that as they have cared for their children, they all of a sudden realize what it's like to be a child of God.
很多父母跟牧师分享，当他们去照顾他们的孩子的时候，他们就会突然就会体会到神对他们的爱。
And the love they have for their son or their daughter helps them to understand the love that God has for them.
所以当父母去爱他们的孩子的时候，就会更加体验到理解到神对我们的爱。
A fourth idea is to spend time with God.
第四个方面就是我们要跟神有相处的时间。
Pray to Him, listen to Him, serve Him, read more about Him.
所以我们要去向神祷告，我们要聆听神给我们的话语，我们要去
And then a fifth way would be to be forgiven.
第四个方面就是我们要学会宽恕。
Jesus said, "He who is forgiven much loves much."
所以主耶稣说，我们去宽恕多少，我们就可以去爱多少。
When you contemplate the cross, when you think about Jesus dying for your sins and for mine, the grace of God is the greatest demonstration of God's love.
当我们想到耶稣为我们钉十字架，然后我们就想到这是非常的为我们的罪而死，这种白白的恩典就是神最大的爱。
And so how can we then learn to love others better who God has placed around us?
那我们怎么样去爱别人就像主爱我们一样。
We love others as Jesus loved, as He told us, love as I have loved you.
所以我们要去爱别人就像主耶稣爱我们一样。
And there are two meanings to this word as.
所以这个字像有两个意义。
The first is, because I've loved you first, then you also should love.
第一个方面就是因为主耶稣先爱我们，所以我们要去爱别人。
But the second meaning is, the way that I have loved other people, you should love them in the same way as I have loved them.
第二个含义就是我们要用同样的方式，主耶稣用什么样的方式来爱我们，我们要用这个方式去爱别人。
So let me share seven illustrations of love from Jesus' life, because when we look at Jesus, he loved people everywhere he went, and we have so much we can learn about love from Jesus.
牧师下面就跟我们分享，从七个方面来分享主耶稣他的爱的方式。
One of the first things Jesus did is he encouraged people.
So, 第一个方面就是主耶稣他激励我们。
To encourage someone means you let them know, I believe in you.
去鼓励别人就是表明你相信他可以去做。
You value them, you give them hope.
你重视他，你给他有希望。
Jesus was with his disciples and he walked into a small town one day, and there was a woman at a well.
所以主耶稣和他的门徒有一天去一个小村庄，在一个井边有一个妇人。
Jesus began talking to this woman at the well about her life.
主耶稣就在这个井边跟这个妇人就讲到她的生活。
And in the conversation, it came up that she'd been married to many different husbands and was now living with a man who was not her husband.
所以在谈话当中就知道这个女人有经历过很多婚姻，好几个丈夫，现在跟她在一起的不是她的丈夫。
Jesus could see that the desperate search in her life for acceptance and love and to fill her life, which she'd been trying to fill with men.
所以在这个过程中，主耶稣就知道这个女人她在自己在寻找爱，寻找被接受，寻找希望这些这个光景。
And Jesus said to her, I will give you living water to drink. I will help to quench your soul so you'll never thirst or hunger again.
所以主耶稣就跟这个女人讲说，我会给你活水，你喝了永远不渴。
He said, you don't have to feel that ache in your heart when you follow me because I want to fulfill you and be that fulfillment in your life.
就是说主耶稣说你呢，如果跟随我，然后你的心里就不会有这种痛，永远没有得到满足的这种感觉。
That woman walked away loved and encouraged.
所以那个女人她就离开，她被大大的鼓励。
She also told everybody in her village about Jesus.
她就回去跟她村子里的所有的人都来讲主耶稣。
Another thing that Jesus was a master at was listening to people.
所以第二个事情主耶稣非常的做得非常的好，就是他聆听别人。
If you read the Gospels, you see that Jesus was in high demand. He was extremely popular. He had people coming to him all the time asking him to do things.
所以如果我们去读福音书，我们就看到主耶稣是非常受欢迎，很多人都来找他。
One day he's traveling through the city on the way to heal someone who's in desperate need.
所以有一天他就旅行从一个城市到另外一个地方去治疗一个人。
No doubt he's in a hurry and he's on an important mission.
当然他非常的匆忙，因为这个非常重要的一个事情。
Picture yourself, you're taking your child to school and you're 10 minutes late.
你可以想象这样一幅画面，你带你的孩子去上学，你已经晚了十分钟。
You're running for the train down at the train station to take the train off to work.
想到你去赶火车要去城里上班。
You're on your way to church here at FCCCC, and maybe you're already running late, so you're driving a little fast to get here in a hurry.
或者你今天到教会来聚会，你也有点晚，所以你就比平时开得快一点。
And all of a sudden, someone stops you.
突然
you reach out and they touch you.
突然有人他就来让你停下来过来过来跟你打招呼。
And in the middle of running to do your business, you stop.
所以在你去办你的急事的时候，这个中间呢，你就停下来。
And you listen and you give time and attention to this person that needs you.
你就停下来，来聆听这个人的事情。
There was a woman.In the crowd that day, as Jesus was on his way, they reached out and touched his cloak, and he stopped and heard her story and healed her.
So, in that 人群中有一个女人就过来摸一下主耶稣， 那主耶稣就停下来。
No doubt the healing meant immense acts of love in her life, but I think the first act was to stop and listen to her story.
所以主耶稣治愈了这个女人，但是在这里面最重要的就是主耶稣他停下来，然后去聆听这个人。
Listening is one of the most valuable gifts you can give someone today.
所以你去聆听一个人的谈话，是你对他给他了一件非常宝贵的礼物。
I know people that spend $150 to $200 an hour to get somebody to listen to them.
我知道有的人他要花费150块钱到200块钱一个小时去听别人。
It's called therapy or counseling.
就是一种治疗的办法，或者是一种去帮助别人。
I've been counseling people for 35 years.
牧师他自己也做去帮助别人有35年了。
Do you know that half of the things that people bring to counselors, they could actually solve on their own? All they need is someone who cares to sit and listen to them and give them time.
你知道，大半的人来，他们其实都可以解决自己的问题。他们来就是要想让别人来听他们的话。
What a great gift you could give to your spouse, to your children, to your friends, to a coworker, to just listen.
所以很多时候我们可以给我们的家庭给我们的给我们的小孩给我们的同事的一件礼物就是要去聆听他们的声音。
The third thing Jesus did to show love was he forgave.
另外一个方面神他爱的方式就是要去宽恕。
Jesus forgave everyone, and so it's kind of hard to pick just one instance, but the one that stands out in my mind is the Apostle Peter.
那主耶稣他宽恕每一个人，那最牧师认为他想到的最好的一个例子就是使徒彼得的故事。
Here was Peter, one of Jesus' closest friends, and he denies 3 separate times that he knew Jesus on the night of his arrest.
所以使徒彼得他呢是主耶稣最亲密的一个朋友，可是在3次不同的时间他不认主。
Peter's devastated. He runs away weeping. It's the last time we see him for a while.
所以当彼得意识到自己否认主认识主耶稣，他就大哭，然后跑到外面去。
Jesus goes to the cross. Peter, no doubt, probably wonders, will he ever have a chance to make it up?To Jesus.
那主耶稣被钉十架，那个彼得他也自己在想，他有没有真的是永远有没有机会来让主来宽恕他。
And then as Jesus rises from the dead and he appears to his followers, one of the first people he seeks out is Peter.
所以当主耶稣复活之后，他见到很多人，他第一次见到的一些人中就有彼得。
And the Gospel of John records this beautiful scene on the beach.Where Jesus forgives Peter.
所以在约翰福音有一个非常美丽的一个画面，就是主耶稣怎么样去宽恕了彼得。
And as far as we know, Jesus never brought up Peter's sin again.
所以我们知道从那个从约翰福音上，我们没有看到主耶稣在问到彼得他是怎么样去做错了这个事情。
God says, when you confess your sin, when you repent from your sin, I forgive your sin and I take it and I throw it in the deepest part of the ocean, never to bring it up again.
所以主耶稣就来表现他呢，只要我们愿意去认罪，神会宽恕我们，并把以前的那些做错的事情扔到深海里面去，永远不会再提。
We could learn from God's example about forgiveness.
我们可以从神那里学到怎么样去宽恕。
Maybe your friend or your boyfriend or your husband or your child did something wrong and you got angry at them.
所以当你的家人、朋友、小孩做错了事情，你非常生气的时候。
Maybe they changed and they asked you to forgive them. They were sorry for what they had done.
他们可能感到很内疚，他们觉得自己做错了。
You may have forgiven them in your mind.
你可能在心理上已经宽恕了他们。
But you constantly go back. Remember when you did this. Remember when you did that.
但是呢，你经常去提这些旧事。
We keep bringing up the past and holding it against people rather than forgiving as God forgave us and moving on.
所以我们经常是翻旧账，而没有像神那样去宽恕别人。
Another way Jesus loved was to pray.
那另外一个方式就是怎么样去爱神耶稣，就是要去祷告。
Jesus prayed for his disciples right before he went to the cross. He prayed with them and he prayed for them.
所以当主耶稣他自己被钉十字架之前，他就为他的门徒祷告。
When we pray with someone, we in essence bring them into the arms of God and place them there.
当我们去为别人祷告的时候，我们就把这个人放在神的怀里去。
In the relationships you have, prayer for the people you love is one of the greatest things you can do, praying for them and also praying with them.
所以当我们爱别人的时候，我们为那个人祷告，那是我们所能给他的最好的礼物。我们要为他祷告，并且与他一同祷告。
On Friday, I was in a home of a family from our church who has a 16-year-old boy who's dying of cancer.
那星期五，牧师在一个家庭里，他们家有一个16岁的孩子，得了癌症，快要死了。
It's a tragic thing, and everyone's heart was breaking.
是非常令人悲痛的一件事情，每个人的心都碎了。
I can't cure his cancer. I can't guarantee his parents that he's going to live.
那牧师他没有办法去治愈这个孩子，也没有办法去保证这个孩子跟他的父母保证这个孩子会被治愈。
As I walked into the house as a pastor, I said, God, show me what I can do to love this family the way you love them, and what can I give to them today?
所以当牧师他走进这个家庭，他就祷告求神让他。知道怎么样去爱这个家庭，就像神爱我们一样。
We talked, I encouraged, I did a lot of things, but at the end I did the most valuable thing I could do, and we gathered in a circle together, we held hands and we prayed.
所以他们就在一起谈话，一起并且他们最后他们就一起祷告他们围成一个圈，手牵手的一起在祷告。
And I brought them to God as I prayed, and I brought God to them. And that's what happens when we pray.
So, 当祷告的时候，牧师就把这一家人放在神的手中，也把神放在他们中间。这就是我们祷告的时候应该做的事情。
You don't have to be a pastor to do that.
你不需要是一个牧师去做这个祷告的事情。
Pray with your spouse. Pray with your kids. Pray with your friends.
你可以跟你的配偶一起祷告，跟你的小孩子一起祷告，跟你的朋友一起祷告。
Another way Jesus loved was to initiate.
另外一个爱的方式就是要你要主动去。
Said he was walking along with his followers into a town.
所以主耶稣跟他的门徒一起走进一个城市。
There was a huge crowd lining the streets out to see him.
所以有非常多的人，他们就在街道两旁排成两排来看主耶稣。
As he walked along, he looked up in a tree, and there was a little guy named Zacchaeus sitting up in a tree.
所以当主耶稣他走这个人群中间的时候，看到一棵树上有一个人叫Zacchaeus， 他在树上。
He was a crooked tax collector.
他是一个税吏。
And Jesus initiated a relationship with him.
那主耶稣就主动去跟他开始建立关系。
Before Zacchaeus could say a word, Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down from there. We're having lunch today.
So Zacchaeus 还没有讲一句话，主耶稣就已经跟他讲说 Zacchaeus, 你下来。
And by the way, it's at your house and you're buying.
然后他说，那我要去你家里。
And Zacchaeus became a follower of Jesus that day.
So Zacchaeus 那一天就成为主耶稣的门徒。
Everything begins with God.
每件事情都是从神那里开始。
God creates us. The Bible says, "In the beginning, God."
所以圣经里面讲，在开始之前，神存在，神创造一切。
It doesn't say, "In the beginning, Dave," or "In the beginning, your name."
所以这圣经里没有说在最终最早。有你或者是有我。
Everything starts with God. He reaches out to us. He loves us first.
所以每件事情都是从神开始，神先爱我们。
In relationships, oftentimes we wait for the other person to make the first move towards us.
在很多关系当中，我们都是期待对方先主动。
We think, well, I'll do something nice for you once you do something nice for me.
所以我们都在想，如果你先做一件好事情，那我就要，我也要，我那我再去做一件好事情。
I'll love you once you start loving me.
你如果先爱我，我就去爱你。
But when we initiate, when we decide we will start the process, we will make the first move.
所以如果我们愿意先主动，先去做第一步，先去爱。
It's a way of loving like Jesus loved.
这就是主耶稣爱的那个方式。
Another way he loved was he touched people.
另一个方面，主耶稣爱的表现方式就是去触摸。
There were a group of people in Jesus' day called lepers who had a deadly, contaminating skin disease.
那个时候，在主耶稣的时代，有一些人有麻风病。
And people had nothing to do with them. They never touched them. They never went near them.
那个时候，人都很怕这种得麻风病的人，他们离得远远的，也不去不去跟他们接触。
Jesus went up to lepers, and not only did he heal them.But he healed them by touching them.
所以主耶稣去那个麻风病人那里，他不但去治愈了他们，并且他是用来摸他、触摸他们来治愈他们。
No doubt they were thinking in their mind, "This is the first time someone has touched me."
所以当然那些麻风病人，这么他们的第一反应就是这么多年来有，这是第一个人来跟我触摸我。
We often respond to physical touch. That's one of the gifts that God has given us for relationships.
我们都知道真正的触摸是神给我们爱去爱的一个非常重要的一个方式。
But we live in a high-tech, low-touch world now.
但现在我们是处在一个高科技避免那个触摸的那个境地。
When I want to wake up my iPhone, all I have to do is touch it.
所以当我醒来，我第一件事就是把我的那个电话，然后去摁一下电钮，让它停下来。
It's the same thing if I want to get love flowing in a relationship with my wife, with my children, with people in my church.
所以当然，如果我们要想去爱我们的家人、爱太太、爱小孩、爱教会里的人，我们就要去摸。
There's great power in a simple touch.
所以当我们去触摸的时候，有非常强的力量。
Will you take this challenge with me to this week? Say, I'm going to touch people more than I'm going to touch my phone.
所以你们可不可以这个星期来接受这个挑战？我要去触摸我的旁边的人，花时间在上面，比在花在我的那个电话上的时间要多。
Try it. Try it for a day. Try it for a week. See what happens.
所以你们可不可以去试一下一天，甚至一个星期，然后看一看有什么样的情况发生。
The last way Jesus loved is he served.
最后一个爱的方式就是要去服侍。
When we serve, we can do the routine things that are expected of us in a relationship, but we should do them with a servant's heart rather than begrudgingly.
所以如果我们去服侍，我们不仅仅是去做我们应该去做的这些服侍，但是我们要有一个服侍的心，不要有抱怨的心。
Jesus not only said, I've come not to be served, but to serve, but he did a lot of things to demonstrate that.
所以主耶稣来，他是要服侍人，他做了很多事情来表示这一点。
Probably the most radical thing Jesus did,Before he was crucified, was he took his disciples and he gathered them together and he washed their feet.
所以，主耶稣做的一件非常的出人意料的事情，就是他在被钉十字架的前一个晚上，他对他的门徒做了一件非常不同寻常的事情，就是来给他的门徒洗脚。
If you read the account, you'll see that they had a hard time with it. Especially Peter said, "No, Jesus, Lord."
所以如果我们看那段经文，我们就会看到他的门徒不能够接受一开始，特别是他的门徒彼得。
He said, "You can't wash my feet."
所以彼得就说，你不可以洗我的脚。
I think the problem is you guys have left all these other mics on up here. They should all be turned down all the time when I'm talking, only her and me. So that's where you're getting feedback.
So you can catch that.
So Jesus, I don't think I'm on anymore. Jesus went and did the unexpected in serving others.
So Jesus,
and we can as well go into your workplace, go into your home, and serve in a way that is unexpected of you.
So we can also learn from Jesus in our homes, in
John 13:34, we go back again and end here. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you, so also you are to love one another.
So we go back to John 13:34. 我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
This is my challenge to you this week. Will you pick one of the ways that Jesus loved and love someone else this week and think for a moment as we pray, who will that be and what will I do?
所以我们这个星期的这个挑战就是我们要从主耶稣爱我们的各个方式当中挑出一个方式去爱别人。我们要想一想这个人是谁，我们应该怎么样去做。
So let's pray and ask God to not only let us experience his love today, but also to be his instruments of love for others.
所以我们今天来祷告，让我们不但能够感受到神对我们的爱，并且我们能够成为神的器皿去爱别人。
Lord God, thank you that you love us far beyond what we can ever imagine.
神，我们感谢你，你对我们的爱真的是长阔高深，超出我们所想的一切。
God, let us experience that love. Let us realize how much you love us.
神，求你让我们经历到这种爱，让我们也能够理解这种爱。
And as we experience your love, Lord, let us be your agents of love in the world.
神，当我们经历到你的爱的时候，请你让我们也能够去爱别人。
Would you flow your love into us, but also flow your love through us?
所以求神，你能够让爱在我们心里流动，也能够流到别人心里去。Let
us love our friends, our wife, our husband, our children, as you love us.
求你让我们能够去爱我们的家人，爱我们的孩子，爱我们的朋友，就像你爱我们一样。And
we pray that you would let love transform our lives.
我们祷告你的爱能够改变我们的生命。
And that through us, people would see your love, and they truly would know we are Christians by our love for one another.
所以我们也能够去爱别人，这样的话，别人就能够知道我们是你的门徒。
In your mighty name we pray, Jesus. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。